In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, whenever you see a big event, there's something, an inner meaning to it that is not immediately obvious. Big things are understood by little things. Tangible things are understood by intangible things. The visible is apprehended by the invisible. So this great event that occurred, our Lord entering Jerusalem, fulfilling so many prophecies, showing us His demeanor, His beauty, how we should live, telling us of the coming of the Gentiles. All of these things can only be understood if we have an inner life. For most of the people that saw Him in the crowd, they only saw what was visible. They were excited because He had raised Lazarus. That was quite an event. Perhaps some had heard that He had made other people rise from the dead, but not after 4 days. In that climate, after 4 days, the body would stink, would already be decomposing. So this was truly a marvelous thing. So many came, as the scripture says, just to see this. They didn't understand. That was not the meaning of this day. Then they saw Him. What an incredible sight. A person seated on the colt, the foal of an ass, walking in to Jerusalem. People throwing palm leaves down and their garments down and crying out, "Hosanna in the highest." And this is not the meaning of the day. Certainly there are things, great deep theological things from our Lord's actions that can be understood, but only if we understand the meaning of this day. The epistle tells us the meaning of this day. Right at the very beginning, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice." Then he defines what rejoice means. That doesn't mean crying Hosanna in the highest and throwing garments in the way and cutting down palm trees or palms. No. It has to do with being careful for nothing. In other words, don't care about things of the world. Care only about God. In everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then what happens? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And this is also rejoicing in the Lord. He says, "Brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." This is the meaning of this day. Our Lord came to Jerusalem to fulfill a mission. And He fulfilled this mission. But it is not accomplished in every man. Because not every man pays attention to the mission. Some see the spectacle of a man on the colt, the foal of an ass. Some see the spectacle of someone who could raise a man 4 days dead. Others see the way to peace. The way to purity. The only way to hope. The only way to understand this day is to live in the spirit of it. Our Lord, the King of the ages, came to Jerusalem to be executed as a criminal, in order that He could teach us humility, teach us the right way to live. He taught us, and He accomplished for us the right way to live. As God, he showed us all things. As man, he accomplished what he taught us, so that we, as human beings, can accomplish what we have been taught. But we can only understand it if we apply ourselves to struggle to become good. It really is all about that. It's always about that. I have a little saying you guys have heard, I think. I've written it down before. It's always about morality. Always. Our Lord coming into Jerusalem is about morality. Not about the event, but about the inner meaning. Showing us how meek he was, how holy, how ready to die for us he was, how much he loved us, and how much we should love him in return. Christianity is morality. It's becoming better. I've told you many times. There's darkness in us, a lot of darkness. If you don't feel this darkness, then you are lost. Because it's there. Jesus Christ came to bring light. Remember at the very beginning of his mission, it said that he went into the land of Zebulun and Naphtali and went a light to shine forth among the Gentiles. He came to bring light to us. He came to Jerusalem to bring light to us. He allowed himself to be executed to bring light to us. He taught us those sublime words, the true meaning of the Ten Commandments in the Beatitudes, to bring light to us. We cannot see this light unless we live in it. It's not about throwing palm leaves down on the ground. It's about giving him our heart. Every time I read these scriptures for this day, I see this great contrast. So much of what the Lord did was not understood. Holiness was among them, and they were excited. And yet only a few days later they would say, "Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar." Why did they do such a foolish thing? How could they change so quickly? Well, because they never changed at all. It wasn't that they changed quickly. It was that they never changed. They saw Christ as an event, as something interesting, something that could perhaps make them victorious over the Romans, or heal their mother, or their sister, or their brother of some disease. But they didn't see what he taught them. And to this day, we who bear the name Christian often do not see. Let's be honest now. We don't rejoice in the Lord always. I'm not talking about the emotional feeling of happiness. A lot of times, in the Christian life, there's a lot of sadness. But inside, it's rejoicing. Because we're changing. Do you feel changing going on in you? I hope so. Because if you don't, this day means nothing. The resurrection means nothing. It's nothing unless we change. It means nothing unless we become what we're not now. I hope none of you is satisfied with the kind of person you are now. You shouldn't be. It's not what you were born for. You were born for holiness, perfection, beauty. The only way to holiness, perfection, beauty, is Jesus Christ. Not just to praise him with branches, but to live as he lived in our life. That is the meaning of this day. May God help us to live according to it.